Próbny egzamin maturalny. Angielski. Zakres podstawowy.
Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu.
Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wywiad na temat ciekawej techniki organizacji czasu. Zaznacz znakiem X, które zdania są zgodne z treścią nagrania, T, true, a które nie, F, false.
Today, we're speaking to Peter, who's going to talk about the Pomodoro technique, a system to help you learn and organize your time. It was invented by an Italian man who called it like that after a tomato-shaped timer that his mother used when she was cooking. Pomodoro is Italian for tomato, and this tomato has helped Peter become an excellent student. So, Peter, what's it about?
It's about breaking down your work into separate jobs and then using a timer to separate your time into work and short breaks.
How do you start?
First of all, write the list of things you have to do on a piece of paper. Then set the timer to 25 minutes and start working on the first thing on the list. One 25-minute session is called Pomodoro. And after one Pomodoro, you take a 5-minute break. You should move about a bit during the break. For example, stretch your arms or walk. Then set the timer for another 25 minutes and keep working. At the end of the next Pomodoro, have another short break.
Most people have timers on their phones. Can you use that?
It's not a good idea because then you'll probably start checking messages on your phone or looking at apps. I use my dad's kitchen timer and I make sure I switch off my phone when I'm studying.
5 minutes for a break? Is that enough?
When you've had 4 or 5 short breaks, you can take a longer break. Then you start again.
And it works?
Yes, it works for me. It stops me wasting time.
Well, I have to try it too.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today we are speaking to Peter, who's going to talk about the Pomodoro technique, a system to help you learn and organize your time. It was invented by an Italian man who called it like that after a tomato-shaped timer that his mother used when she was cooking. Pomodoro is Italian for tomato, and this tomato has helped Peter become an excellent student. So, Peter, what's it about?
It's about breaking down your work into separate jobs and then using a timer to separate your time into work and short breaks.
How do you start?
First of all, write the list of things you have to do on a piece of paper. Then set the timer to 25 minutes and start working on the first thing on the list. One 25-minute session is called Pomodoro. And after one Pomodoro, you take a 5-minute break. You should move about a bit during the break. For example, stretch your arms or walk. Then set the timer for another 25 minutes and keep working. At the end of the next Pomodoro, have another short break.
Most people have timers on their phones. Can you use that?
It's not a good idea because then you'll probably start checking messages on your phone or looking at apps. I use my dad's kitchen timer and I make sure I switch off my phone when I'm studying.
5 minutes for a break? Is that enough?
When you've had 4 or 5 short breaks, you can take a longer break. Then you start again.
And it works?
Yes, it works for me. It stops me wasting time.
Well, I have to try it too.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie 4 wypowiedzi dotyczące prima aprilis. Do każdej wypowiedzi, od 1 do 4, dopasuj właściwe zdanie, od A do E. Wpisz rozwiązania do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi.
When I was at school, April Fools was always good fun. We played tricks on each other and sometimes on the teacher. In fact, one year, one of the boys at school put a bucket of water on top of the door, and when the chemistry teacher came in, he got very wet. It was so funny. But now, I'm more serious, and I don't think April Fools is such a good idea. Some jokes can be really annoying.
Dwa.
On April Fools last year, people at work changed sugar for salt. So we all put salt in our coffee. Then, some joker in the office decided he wanted a day off and he did something to the computers so they wouldn't work. It just wasn't funny. I always have lots to do, and on that day we all had to stop working and solve the problem. I hate April Fool's Day.
3.
April Fool's jokes can be really awesome. One year in the UK, a children's news program said the scientists had invented a brain band. It was a colored headband that you put on your head and it helped to make you more intelligent. Of course, many people believed in it, and 47% of the children who heard the news wanted to buy a brain band.
4.
April Fool's is a great idea. It's easy to forget the actual date, and I always believe everything I read in the newspapers or watch on the TV news. I usually believe the big national hoaxes, and it always makes me laugh afterwards. It's good to remind us that maybe we shouldn't always believe everything we hear in the news.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. 1.
When I was at school, April Fools was always good fun. We played tricks on each other and sometimes on the teacher. In fact, one year, one of the boys at school put a bucket of water on top of the door, and when the chemistry teacher came in, he got very wet. It was so funny. But now, I'm more serious, and I don't think April Fools is such a good idea. Some jokes can be really annoying.
2.
On April Fools last year, people at work changed sugar for salt. So we all put salt in our coffee. Then, some joker in the office decided he wanted a day off, and he did something to the computers so they wouldn't work. It just wasn't funny. I always have lots to do, and on that day we all had to stop working and solve the problem. I hate April Fool's Day.
3.
April Fool's jokes can be really awesome. One year in the UK, a children's news program said the scientists had invented a brain band. It was a colored headband that you put on your head and it helped to make you more intelligent. Of course, many people believed in it, and 47% of the children who heard the news wanted to buy a brain band.
4.
April Fool's is a great idea. It's easy to forget the actual date, and I always believe everything I read in the newspapers or watch on the TV news. I usually believe the big national hoaxes, and it always makes me laugh afterwards. It's good to remind us that maybe we shouldn't always believe everything we hear in the news.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi.
Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie 6 tekstów. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B lub C. Tekst pierwszy.
What are you eating? It looks really sweet and delicious.
That's a scone, a traditional British treat. But it's not as sweet as you may think. In fact, a scone is a cross between a bread roll and a small cake.
Oh, I see. And why have you sliced it in half?
I'm going to spread it with cream and jam. There's a lot of debate among the Brits as to whether you should spread the jam or the cream on the scone first.
Can I try it?
Sure, go ahead.
Tekst drugi.
Smartphone apps are really useful while learning English. Check this one, for example. All you have to do is select your mother tongue, the language you want to learn, and then, finally, you decide how much time you want to spend practicing each day. You can choose between 5 and 20 minutes. This is a good way to practice your reading and listening whenever you have a free moment, and you can also do some speaking exercises.
Tekst trzeci.
How are your driving lessons so far?
Not too bad, but there are a lot of rules to remember.
Remember not to drive too fast. That was my biggest problem.
Well, it seems scary to me, so I drive quite slowly. I also don't know the countryside roads very well and don't know what's coming up round the corner or over the next hill.
Oh, I see.
I drive slowly so I feel safe. But my driving instructor tells me to speed up or cars will bump into me from behind or try to overtake somewhere dangerous.
Well, it seems that driving slowly is just as dangerous as driving fast.
Tekst czwarty.
How's your life in Germany? Is school better than here in Britain?
It's pretty okay. But German schools start much earlier. I have to be in my classes by 7:35 a.m.
Oh dear! Do you at least have time for breakfast?
I don't eat breakfast at home anymore. I have my breakfast after the first lesson of the day, during a special breakfast break.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it's cool. You know what's most awesome? We're allowed to wear our normal jeans and t-shirts. It's fantastic. I used to hate my school uniform. It was so ugly and uncomfortable.
Text 5.
We're all bored. Let's play a game.
Okay, but there's no Wi-Fi.
I know a funny game where all you need is a pen and a piece of paper.
How do you play it?
Everyone writes the beginning of a story on their sheet of paper. Then it is passed to the next person, who writes the next sentence. The paper is folded so that only the most recent phrase can be seen. After 10 sentences have been written, the full narratives are shown, and usually there will be some funny stories to make you laugh.
Text 6.
Okay, listen up. There are 7 players on each team. Players from both teams must throw the ball to one another, and the aim is to pass the ball to the goal shooter, who can shoot the ball into the net to score a goal. However, you cannot bounce the ball and you cannot move your feet when you have the ball. A full match lasts for 1 hour, but we only have 30 minutes today. But it's enough for the first game ever.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Text 1.
What are you eating? It looks really sweet and delicious.
That's a scone, a traditional British treat. But it's not as sweet as you may think. In fact, a scone is a cross between a bread roll and a small cake.
Oh, I see. And why have you sliced it in half?
I'm going to spread it with cream and jam. There's a lot of debate among the Brits as to whether you should spread the jam or the cream on the scone first.
Can I try it?
Sure, go ahead.
Text 2.
Smartphone apps are really useful while learning English. Check this one, for example. All you have to do is select your mother tongue, the language you want to learn, and then, finally, you decide how much time you want to spend practicing each day. You can choose between 5 and 20 minutes. This is a good way to practice your reading and listening whenever you have a free moment, and you can also do some speaking exercises.
Text 3.
How are your driving lessons so far?
Not too bad, but there are a lot of rules to remember.
Remember not to drive too fast. That was my biggest problem.
Well, it seems scary to me, so I drive quite slowly. I also don't know the countryside roads very well and don't know what's coming up round the corner or over the next hill.
Oh, I see.
I drive slowly so I feel safe. But my driving instructor tells me to speed up or cars will bump into me from behind or try to overtake somewhere dangerous.
Well, it seems that driving slowly is just as dangerous as driving fast.
Text 4.
How's your life in Germany? Is school better than here in Britain?
It's pretty okay. But German schools start much earlier. I have to be in my classes by 7:35 a.m.
Oh dear! Do you at least have time for breakfast?
I don't eat breakfast at home anymore. I have my breakfast after the first lesson of the day, during a special breakfast break.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it's cool. You know what's most awesome? We're allowed to wear our normal jeans and t-shirts. It's fantastic. I used to hate my school uniform. It was so ugly and uncomfortable.
Text 5.
We're all bored. Let's play a game.
Okay, but there's no Wi-Fi.
I know a funny game where all you need is a pen and a piece of paper.
How do you play it?
Everyone writes the beginning of a story on their sheet of paper. Then it is passed to the next person, who writes the next sentence. The paper is folded so that only the most recent phrase can be seen. After 10 sentences have been written, the full narratives are shown, and usually there will be some funny stories to make you laugh.
Text 6.
Okay, listen up. There are 7 players on each team. Players from both teams must throw the ball to one another, and the aim is to pass the ball to the goal shooter, who can shoot the ball into the net to score a goal. However, you cannot bounce the ball and you cannot move your feet when you have the ball. A full match lasts for 1 hour, but we only have 30 minutes today. But it's enough for the first game ever.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.